This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Amid all of the challenges we're dealing with in this year of the pandemic, certain groups are trying to take advantage of these difficult times in an attempt to further their own causes. Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Vice President of Communications at the Animal Agriculture Alliance, says 2020 hasn't shaken out like anyone would have expected.
But while everyone in agriculture and really the whole food chain has risen to the challenge of an ever-evolving situation to keep our shelves stocked, keep the food chain flowing, there has been a very small but very loud a percentage of the population who are trying to take advantage of the situation for their own causes.
Hannah says she's talking about animal activist groups.
These groups have really doubled down on their efforts this year, trying to capture the situation and use it to further their own objectives, which are very negative toward animal agriculture and the consumption of milk, meat, poultry, and eggs.
Hannah says if that's not bad enough,
we're seeing activist groups try to draw a connection between the COVID-19 pandemic and animal agriculture, kind of giving this idea that somehow large-scale farms have contributed to this pandemic and will cause future pandemics.
That claim, she says, comes despite the fact that it has no scientific basis in reality. Tune in tomorrow for more on the Animal Ag Alliance's warning about animal activists during the pandemic.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.